Hi, I'm Shersham Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
You could send an NTP.
It is.
Oh, okay. There you go. Thank you. Should be close enough.
Oh, hello and welcome to the Singularity Radio Program, broadcasting from 65 West Bridge Street. Bros? No, not Bros. We're not over
not
in Carroll.
Bridge,
Catskill. In Catskill, next to the Juice Brand. All right, and that's the intro. Done.
Nice. No palatial administrative estates.
No fancy death fountains.
Or dead guy storage. I don't know.
No, we're coming at you raw and unprepared tonight.
House. We're right next to old crack house storage that seems to be getting cleared out.
But was it just storage or was it active sales?
It was definitely storage.
I mean,
A little bit of both.
I was going to go with
You got to store it.
We have a vibrant capitalist, economy going on.
I don't think they were storing it there.
I see.
If anything, they're just storing their junk there.
Consumption.
That's right. Which ended up in a dumpster.
But now they can move to New York City to one of the open use sites that they have down there.
Say what?
We have supervised injection sites in New York City for, heroin and stuff like that. You can legally trot on in and whip out your needles and use them safely in a supervised manner. So that way, if...
Who's doing the supervising?
I think it's almost like medical professionals.
Oh,
what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are definitely medical professionals there, so that we can guarantee that these people that basically do nothing with their lives keep living!
Wow. Jesus.
That sounds kind of judgy.
I mean...
They're doing something.
Hi.
Doing drugs?
Oh, my God.
You know what? That could be... I'm not going to say that isn't an... a fulfilling life in and of itself. It could be. So, yeah. I'm not going to judge.
To be fair, I mean, it's no more degenerate than being, a prison guard. You're basically sitting around and, you're just following people.
You better be careful. You better be careful.
One-third
of this county is prison guards.
So, you're saying, the people running the injection site are like prison guards?
Pretty much.
Hmm. Hey, guys.
Just oversight?
Yeah, right. They don't listen to WGXC.
I don't know. I mean, really think about it. Is it any really worse than that? You're in a room with a series of people who committed, crimes, and they need to be put in a cage by themselves.
Not necessarily. Just because you're a drug user doesn't mean you're committing any other crime.
Yeah, but...
That
one
site,
they're just openly doing it. Yeah, but, you're not...
They're, quadruple bunked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, many people could be there and still be... living functional lives, but just want a place to go where they otherwise feel safe because they live alone or something like that,
I mean,
many people live alone these days. You could still have a normal job and then, want to use but not be alone at your house.
There are perfectly functional heroin addicts, especially businessmen. They will go at it. And I'm not even joking. They're just real. So I can understand that. But if you're functional like that, are you in need of a site like that?
Yeah, probably not.
I like the social experience, or who knows?
Or maybe just rather the bathroom at Wendy's.
We're all essentially functioning dopamine addicts.
Because you'll still have a risk of accidentally overdosing.
Yeah, but then it like solves the problem of like the guy in Wendy's who's doing heroin in the Wendy's, or the guy in the Barnes & Nobles
right.
that like not at all off on the toilet because he was doing heroin.
That's, and we don't no longer maybe. Have to train small children how to administer the Narcan, which is what we do now in Greene County and many other places.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey,
so not
CPR.
Only do you have like the active shooter drill, which I think is like ninnery.
Scary.
Yeah. Like they're gonna go teach my kid to go shove Narcan in some guy's mouth.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's,
and then jump away as soon as they wake up because they're gonna be angry. Welcome to 2021, folks.
Wait, what?
Harm reduction.
Oh,
it's 2022 almost.
Oh.
Still yeah. 21 now.
What's the
I'm
percentage?
I'm still getting used
what
to
percentage
it.
What percentage are we through?
Oh, that program's at my house.
Oh, no.
Sorry, don't have access to it. That's buried inside Cassandra, which is my weather predictor for the better weather in the morning. So this is why, but I only bring that once a week. So, like,
I'll... You have a little program for a percentage of days
past? yes, it's really just, it just does, like, what's the day of the year, and then it just divides it out into, like, a percentage. And we are nearing, like, I think we're past 90%. There's less than 10% of the year left. And that's until the calendar year. That's not the days until winter thing that I kind of mention every week, too.
Oh.
That's
December
different.
22nd?
21st this year,
21st.
I think.
It's not going to feel like that.
Yes, it will.
It's going to feel like it's not winter on December 23rd.
No, it's going to feel like it's not winter on December 19th, and then on December 23rd, it will feel like winter.
What are you talking about? The cold?
I'm calling BS right now.
What's happening? I don't even know what you're talking yeah. about. This what feels like winter metric.
Okay, one of the things is I don't buy into the meteorological seasons because right now, like, everyone out there is like, okay, winter started because winter is December, January, and February. And I'm like, no, it's not. Winter starts on the solstice, and there's a reason. If you ever look at the regular chart for a day, you have your ups and downs for your temperature and your pressures and all of that. And your bottoms always come just after or right at dawn. So that's how the year works. We're about to hit dawn. We're going to hit the end of the dark night is going to be January. It's the darkest. Technically it's the end of December. Okay. December 21st, darkest night of the year. Mm. Not quite. It's probably going to be like a day or two afterwards because it's always shifty and weird. There's always everything's off by a few minutes. Like the earliest sunset will be in December, but the latest sunrise will be in January, and they won't nail the solstice. You could take rotation of the Earth and
timings and heat solstice and yeah okay
so,
okay
yeah so. Okay,
and that affects how we feel.
I worked
how we feel.
You know, I worked on farms and stuff growing up, so we often were up before the sun was up and starting work, and I noticed that effect. I was like, it always gets really cold right as the sun is coming up. Or like, you feel it go like a few degrees down.
It's the last gasp before the sun starts giving you a chance to warm up.
Yeah, I later learned about that and wherever.
Just the whole year works like that, too. It's going to be dark, and then... As soon as it starts getting long, the days start getting longer, the atmosphere starts charging energy, and that's all the way around.
Now I got a question.
Yeah.
If you're in a place with prevailing westerly wind patterns...
Like we are.
Does that reduce the effects of... Stupid bell. Does that reduce the effects of the pre-dawn cooling?
Not so much, because I'm going to say that the Midwest is going to be your big charging zone for that. Right now, our air patterns aren't coming from the Midwest. They're coming from Canada. That's why we keep getting Alberta clippers. But, no, just think of the Midwest as like just a big flat plane that the sun's going to heat up and then send the heat our way as the westerly winds go.
Right.
You figure in. That's a generality. There's a lot of things to figure in. You got the jet stream, and it's always... flopping around and moving things, and then you got storm systems. Even though hurricane season just ended, we still could get a storm coming up out of the south, and that's going to have a real high amount of moisture in it, which is sort of the scenario that is setting up for next Wednesday, and it's going to be snowy probably in the
morning,
and then
washed
away by rain. Wednesday is going to be the next big chance of some actual snow falling.
Who would have been the winner? Had it not snowed.
Oh, had it not snowed,
yeah.
We would have all rechosen on Saturday. Cody over was the winner of the snow pool.
What I'm asking is who would have chosen that next week?
I don't know.
Anybody?
We don't know. It would have been...
Oh.
Give me your...
You guys didn't think about it at all?
Random chance.
No, nobody thought because they were like just hoping for their week.
I would have chose the third week of December.
Really?
Yep.
So, all right, let's assume that the snow...
I would have lost.
Well, no, that would have been the retry if it didn't actually snow over the weekend, which that was pathetic.
It was.
My snowboard literally caught, like, that was the rules. If we saw, like, a centimeter of snow on that board, we called it.
Okay, but wait a minute.
Just barely made it.
Wait a minute.
And then it melted and disappeared.
What was the surrounding like? If you took that board and just stuck it in the ground, or on the ground... Somewhere else around that spot, what would have happened?
It could have been draft against the board, or like a drift, snow drift.
Random.
Just random stuff?
That area, one path. Like, I literally took a video and I could show you guys. Snow, not snow, every other foot or so. It was very random. That's why I'm like, you just barely won. This just barely happened. It
next
doesn't
year,
really
snow
count.
Pool, 10 different markers in 10 different places.
Oh, God.
And then the average has
and
to
we will
be.
Average. Yeah.
That sounds a lot fair.
Right? So like, if it's
and like,
more
not
than
even
50%,
just Joe's yard.
No. All right, well, that's
like
the case.
House.
We'll just have one
yeah,
camera
whatever,
there,
like, a few different
judging
houses.
How many
regional.
Pixels of whiteness.
Yeah, but I was going to say, like, in the village, like, none of it really
nothing.
Stuck.
It was like nothing.
I mean, okay. Like, he's at the foothills of Palinville, so.
Yeah.
Yes. And the snow slowly crept over the mountain, and that's why it was just... But okay, the reverse of that is, a lot of people were seeing snow up on the mountain... For weeks before that.
This is true.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If we had said, well, if the board was up there, it would have been definitely earlier. So maybe since we have the magic of the internet and I can put that board anywhere as long as there's internet, we could put it in someone else's place next year and go, maybe it's down by the river. Maybe it's here at the Maker Syndicate right outside. Here's our official snowboard.
I like Albert's idea.
Yeah, and I had snow.
I have a bunch of them.
I probably had about a centimeter of snow
that
just
would be
by
weather watchers.
Yeah, no. Oh, you mean, well, okay. I'm okay with that if you guys, you know, do the footwork on all the other sensors.
Well, of course.
No, well, I pictured myself running around a field testing and calibrating like 20 different cameras, making sure they all work. No.
Antenna on a silo projecting all the data out to us?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
I like it.
Now, if you get into the ham network or...
Mm?
We don't need the ham network. We could do it over the CB frequencies. We could send out APRSs, automatic packet reportings. Look, if anybody out there dares be capable and willing to partake in any of this with us, good for them. Trying to light up the CB frequencies.
And now,
again.
Now
FCC listening.
No. They're CB frequencies. We are allowed to use them. We can do whatever we want. Nobody's using an amplifier. We're all using standard equipment and standard antennas. Don't look at me like that.
Shout out to Christian, who's listening to us on his GMRS radio, which has FM capability.
All right. Broadcasting on 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, WGXE.
But that's an early station ID.
I know. Maybe I'll do an extra one later.
You can do plenty.
Yeah.
There's no law against doing station IDs every 22 seconds.
That's
you
right.
Antennas. I believe WGXE is trying to raise some money to get another antenna. Are they not?
Or another transmitter? Is that?
Yes, they're trying to get a new transmitter, which they're going to put up on their own property, I think. I have to reread the email.
Yeah, I saw the email also. Kind of semi-fundraising. Little shout
it's
out to WGXE here.
A new capital campaign for more antennas, more
and
better antennas.
Zero...
emissions.
Net zero energy usage.
Yes,
solar panels to power.
Are they going
to
power it by goats?
Did you hear that, you hippies?
No, on the residency building out there, they're going to cover the whole ceiling with panels.
Give
the sound of tortured goats.
Hippies, give them your money and save the planet. That's what you. That's what your lot is for about. Do it. Woodstock, I know you hear me.
Oil is bad.
They're not all like that. A couple of them still have their original hips.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow. That's you're a mean girl.
As I'm yeah, sure. Whatever you want to identify me as.
Oh my gosh.
Does anybody have any topics they brought with them today they'd like to discuss?
I don't want to discuss mine. It's going to make me mad.
Oh, guess what you just technically did? Somebody just technically brought up a subject, and I'm going to have to go.
What's that?
All right, Brian, what was your subject? What is bothering you today?
What's grinding your gears?
Yeah. So, I think the only reason why it's grinding my gears is because it was like 1 a.m. on a red-eye flight, and I had a P-100.
What's a P-100?
It's a full respirator mask with nice rubber lining, so there's no leakage whatsoever. And the P-100 stops 99.7%. Of all the particulates, unlike a 95, which stops, not 95, because air is always leaking.
Tinfoil hat right. Sold separately.
And then I had an N95 covering my exhalation valve, because I don't want to poison other people. And then on Delta Airlines,
poison.
The...
So you're saying you emit poison from your mouth?
See, the stewardess told me that those are not allowed.
Those aren't allowed.
They're not allowed. P100 rest, not allowed.
The better respirator.
Did they
not
give you a suggestion as to what would be allowed?
Yes, the paper one that I had in my pocket that was garbage.
Did you put that over your respirator?
My respirator already had something on it. I just took it off because I didn't want to, you know, get pulled out of the airplane at the next thing and arrested by TSA or whatever, the FBI for
thinking they have to deport
for,
you right?
For arguing, yeah, being you know the wrong color and. Just getting takeaway for being argumentative on trying to make myself and everyone else better protected. But, yeah, the punchline to this on Delta Airlines, who doesn't allow P-100 respirators even if it's fully closed in, is that there was a dude who was talking to the flight attendant the whole time with a little light blue mask and his nose exposed all those hours.
Well, you can rest assured that gentleman is not going to suddenly don a gas mask and attempt to take over the plane.
Yes,
you got to admit. Breather.
So I was like, yeah, I'm in a hypnagogic state, 1 a.m., and instead of like starting crap, I was like, I'm just going to fall back asleep. This everything is stupid. So that's been, it was like injected into my head in a sleeping state.
Now, the funny thing is, that mask truly will protect you from a lot of things. Like, maybe you're just worried about the plane going down and you don't have to breathe any burning jet fuel. Just off the top of my head, why should you not be allowed to wear your P-100? That does seem a little odd.
Yeah, well, because
what if you don't like to breathe?
Well, the reason
there?
Why they do that, there's actually a reason, because the exhaust flap on it lets out all your air fully.
Yeah, but you had already addressed that.
I had already addressed that, but...
But
you know,
paper mask is not going to...
At 1 a.m., I just didn't want to get into it.
Would they have been happy if you put the paper mask under the...
I have no idea. I was too sleepy, and I passed out with the paper mask on, and realized that Delta Airlines...
Like a runny nose, coughing your brains out, bloody fingertips, and make them just happy you have anything between you and them.
Yeah, I didn't have that much energy in me, Joe. But
you gotta be a professional troublemaker. You gotta cause trouble.
It has to happen at the right time.
When I cross that bridge that I am so angry about the tolls and that whole change to the like automatic tolling, I drive 5 miles an hour. The entire way. I stop, I admire that river. That is a beautiful river, folks, to just take your time, soak it in. There's lots. The fun birds. I saw a heron the other day. It was great.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then I watched a bunch of red and angry people behind me. Awesome.
So you're saying embody the anger.
Oh, I don't like the fact that they have automatic tolling, which, the previous setup was there's a toll booth, there's a person that's employed by the state, they have a job, there's several people that have jobs, and they all get to say hi, and not only are they valuable sources of information for traffic situations that not every one of us is staring at our phones while we're driving, okay? So these people have knowledge. there's something to them. There was something cool with having them around. And if for some reason I didn't have my toll money, I had to sign out a little form and I would get billed for it, okay? The problem was resolved then and there.
You had to sign a form?
Yeah.
Later on, didn't they just take a picture of your...
No. They hand you a little sheet. You tell them who you are. They trust you. And then they send you a bill. And now what's going to happen is if that machine screws up at all, sends the bill to the wrong person, or the wrong person has the wrong car, they stole the car, they don't have permission for the car, they are in their ex's car, and they're trying to get away with something they shouldn't. Well, these things are all billed and collected and known about.
I have a great hack for the new system. Put a license plate with your ex's, or put a t-shirt with your ex's license plate on it, and keep running through the toll thing so the camera can take a picture of it. The bots will pick up the license plate and continue to bill her over and over again. She's like, I wasn't there. They'll finally look it up and say, who is that dude with the mask on and a license plate on his t-shirt?
There you go.
That'll be so much fun. Let's do that, people.
Join the army,
good idea,
brother,
for everyone.
We shall take down the system together.
By the way, that actually happened in England. Accidentally, somebody.
I thought about that. I'm kind of trying to figure out, like, well, what can I get away with? Can I charge the station? Can I just, you know, hit it at 50 miles an hour? Does that count? Is that fast enough?
The speed limit isn't 50 miles an hour there.
No, but see, that's why you got to do the 5 miles an hour and let that big gap form in front of you, and then you zoom to 60 really fast, and then you slam your brakes on the bridge, and you bring it back down to 5.
Down to 5.
5.
Wait, I don't understand.
And then
what
you will make
to
two different
so
choke points that
heroin.
Will those the two choke points that you make after yourself will exist long after your travel through that region, because everybody else will have to follow the choking pattern, and it will only disappear when there's gaps that can absorb the choke. So if like 5 people did that, you can make the entire throughway crawl all day long. Me and my friends have done that.
That's why traffic is so terrible in LA. It's just people are, you know, in big cities, just the not
they're
being willing to drive at 30 or 40 and be nice and let people merge makes this whole reaction time accordion block the whole
That automatically thing. Happens on LA freeways for decades. Yeah.
Yeah, traffic was an interesting
Yeah, they're
city.
Doing what I'm doing, except they're just doing it mindlessly. Like,
exactly.
That just is their day. I'm just like, you know...
Let's make this happen minutes. Here.
And the cool part is you can go up around the little roundabout and little parking area, and you can watch the little knuckle in traffic you just made persist. It'll shift forward and backward a little bit depending on people's driving habits. But that's why slamming on your brakes is not a good idea. Drive smooth, drive carefully, people. Don't drive like me.
A troublemaker.
Troublemaker.
Only in protest of the automatic tolling system. That, by the way, I was cut off. When those things, like, when that goes wrong, they get to suspend your registration. So there are people that could be going through that bridge and never get their bail, or their bail shows up in the mail and it falls out of their mailbox, or somebody misplaces it, or somebody screws up and just doesn't send it to them in the first place. The repercussion is probably a couple of warning letters, then all of a sudden you will be getting pulled over and not allowed to drive your vehicle anymore.
Oh, even better. In the New World Order, you can not pay stuff in Massachusetts and lose your registration in New York.
That's correct.
It's
messed they are up. Buddy buddies, and they are all out to get you. Doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they are out to get you.
Oh my god.
Why? Because you have money in. That's how the world works.
I think if like 5% of people who got those tickets just let their registration get expired and couldn't drive would further cripple the economy and force that to look like a dumb decision.
Yeah, those are people that are then no longer able to work. Mm. And imagine if it happened to be more than 5. Imagine if it was like
20%. Then you go back to like my original argument. You go to the prison. You go to the injection site.
Wait.
You still keep greasing the wheels here.
Just for somebody else, not you.
Wait.
Oh, wait a minute. That whole injection site discussion was on air?
Was it? Yes, I think so.
Wait, we have injection sites?
I knew
what?
It was. Yeah, for the
the
safe
3 minutes,
yeah, the 3 minutes of our show.
Hold on. Let me time travel back to the beginning.
That noise.
Oh, okay, I get it. All right, now.
God.
Injection sites. Yeah. Oh, I had something for this. Okay, mm-hmm. It's gone.
There it goes.
And there it goes.
Guys.
I wonder why. Yeah, okay, so anything else anybody wants to bring up before I turn desperately to the internet and its news stories?
Oh, I want to hear news stories off the internet. You guys were covering some good stuff.
We were?
Apple announces first states signed up to adopt driver's licenses and state IDs in Apple Wallet. This was
making
actually,
identity theft that much easier.
This
Big
is a
brother!
Slightly older
freedom!
Article that I brought up that's attached to the DC about to probably approve digital licenses. And I don't mean digital like you get a fancy little physical license that has digital information. I mean digital as in we're going to put an app on your phone that all the time checks your license status against a government database, and in real time we'll show people what your status is, so that if your license is ever revoked or anything, you don't have the opportunity to fake it anymore. It just disappears. So you instantly lose the ability to buy cigarettes, buy beer, because you won't have an ID anymore. And Apple is teaming up with these people in, let's see, Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, you know. Winners! Oklahoma and Utah. These guys are not at the top of the education spectrum. You know it. Are among the first states to bring state IDs and driver's licenses and wallets to their residents.
Oh.
So you pull out your Apple device.
Yeah, you show them your Apple wallet.
And your Apple wallet can now contain your state ID, which means, you know, Apple executives get to have everybody's state ID in their databases and they get to rifle through. And I'm sure that helps with facial recognition databases. Look at that. You're automatically tied in. You don't even have a choice.
Now, do you have to unlock your phone to show the police your...
Yes, you do.
Ew.
Yeah, that's probably part of it. This is like a way to get around forcing people to unlock their phone,
right?
You
can't
be compelled
point.
To... Give your password up if you don't want to, but
that
if
feels icky.
Already on, if you have to show your ID, then now the phone's unlocked, and then now they can just look at it.
And they'll make you do it because it'll be cheaper than getting a physical ID.
And
honestly,
they'll
artificially inflate the price of getting a physical ID.
Yeah.
So,
hello, Easy Pass compared to the whole. Thing that I've been talking about.
At that point, your ID is just like a number QR code, so literally carrying on an 8.5x11 printed sheet is the same thing. You don't have to open up your phone. Here's my QR code. Am I on the database? Yes, you are, and it looks like you.
The QR code will not be considered valid by anybody inspecting it. The system won't work like that.
That's...
You have to actually look at a live app saying you are verified as of this moment.
I'm going to say that they're also going to have to run dual the old style systems or some other manual thing because the barrier for entry is a smartphone, and that's too high. You can't expect everyone to have that. You absolutely can.
No, you're not expected to have this. This is just an option for now. And believe you me, people are already expecting you to have a cell phone.
We know how optional things with government work.
Exactly. It doesn't stay that way for long.
It becomes non-optional.
As soon as it's cheaper or easier for them, they will jump on it and force you into it.
Mm.
You know it.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah.
If
likely.
It increases their power.
Voter ID laws.
Yay. They're helping. I mean, failing, floundering, falling apart.
Not if it's all digital, man.
You know what? I'm not entirely opposed to people being able to vote with their phone, because that means everybody would right there have the ability to do it.
Yeah, if it were easier, it would be much more like more likelihood of participation. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Republicans especially don't want
participation. We'll not allow that to ever happen. No.
They win by lack of participation.
In general.
Wow.
No Republican has ever decided a race in the past 3 decades. It has been based, I'm almost certain, on Democratic laziness. They get to decide the election. If they're motivated, they get it. If they don't, they don't. End of story.
Laziness?
Yeah.
And or incompetence?
Oh, no, that's... Oh, sure. I didn't want to go there, but sure.
I've seen Democrats so many times, like, pull failure from the jaws of victory. And
oh, yeah, they're good at it. They're good at it, and then their buddies clap.
Yeah, well, I don't my vote doesn't count, so I don't have to. It's just easy to compound to, like, a million people, you know, or millions of people.
Yeah, but then you watch, like, races where they're only decided by, like, a handful of people. And then you watch your own state based on a small number of censorship digits lose a congressional seat.
Censorship digits?
Yeah. Censorship is... the wrong word. When the censor...
Yeah, that's confusing. Yeah. Sorry.
Census. When the census went out, they found out our state had less people, so we get less representation in government. And that was by only a couple people.
I think it was 200 people. It was something very low.
Yeah. Not that many more people would have gotten, like, and you know, some people are like, we should have counted, like, illegal immigrants and stuff like that, and that's not necessarily good. It could have been just people that didn't want to answer, because they were told that this is a sham and we shouldn't participate. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, radio for open ears. Oh, for God's sake, pick something more uplifting. Do we have anything positive in the news? Did anybody pull, like, a toddler from, like, the jaws of a tiger or something?
Does a music break save us? Do we get a music break?
No, we don't have a music break queued up.
You have nothing like it.
Oh, man.
Oh, and we don't actually have reproducing robots. Oh, no. You know, Skynet is just
a figment
for another day.
For everybody that wanted Skynet.
Oh, well, the meat computers still run.
The meat computer, yeah.
Well, they will. That means we'll just have digital overlords, making sure that they crack the whip at exactly the right angle for us to have maximum productivity. Don't look at me like that.
Exactly the right angle.
Nah, it's just like, you know, it's like spanking someone. You gotta have, like, follow through, and you gotta approach it even horizontal, like 180 degrees. Otherwise, it just doesn't work right.
Good to know.
What was that open source investigation thing you were looking at? That was the weird one.
Open source investigation thing.
Oh, you can take pictures with a satellite.
Oh, that's the website I stumbled across called bellingcat.com. Apparently, they are into open source investigative tools, and they do fun things. Like, most recently, they purchased, I believe, access to a satellite that they can direct to any point over the entire planet, and it has high-resolution cameras, and they asked their readers, basically, vote. What would you guys like to see? They got pictures of a Chinese shipyard, Iranian airport. There's all sorts of different things because people were kind of curious about military buildups or other just weird geographic phenomena. There's more stuff on the site. I haven't dove into it that deeply yet.
That's bellingcat.com.
Do you know if they have multiple satellites covering different regions, or there's just a band where they have a satellite passing over?
I do not know that.
Well, if they're asking about specific regions, they're probably just retargeting, just like the CIA has been doing for decades.
It's commercial, so it's probably, I would assume, a solar-orbited, just a single satellite, because if you just wait long enough, you can cover every point in the planet with it. That's how the NOAA satellites work, too. That's why I'm able to get them, like, almost every day.
So it's like espionage for everybody now, and whatever you feel like doing. For whatever.
Yep, you want to know what your neighbor's up to, you can get that camera right down in there. Like, eventually your colonoscopy is just going to happen from space.
That sounds enjoyable.
Open source colonoscopy?
You're going to step out of your door, and then all of a sudden,
movement where you get sun on your taint, and that was something weird. I can't remember what it was called.
What is broke me.
Yeah. What is that even?
The movement to sell extra sunscreen?
I don't know.
Like, sun tainting. People,
yeah, it was sun tainting.
First there was sun gazing.
Are you like, please tell me this involves directly pointing it at the sky.
Pretty much it does.
It's like probably at sunrise or sunset.
The sunlight comes in your taint. And what does it do? Disinfect your body.
daddy.
I don't know, but you can get the colonoscopy.
Delivered. Did it hit your chakra?
It's a cleansing photonic.
Photonic, not a colonic.
Photonic cleanse for your brain.
Well, to steer it away from the comedy, you can use light to see through organic tissue very readily. They use that for babies all the time. You can see through most of a baby's skull with a bright enough flashlight.
Yeah.
Try it out. It's safe.
Try it out. Okay.
Cool. I mean, if you ever held your hand up to a really bright light, you could see your bones and stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Also, delivers vitamin D straight to the testes. Or the gonads, in general.
That's not true.
It's not true.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it kind of does.
The vitamin D is already there. The sunlight exposure allows you to process the vitamin D. And, get this, in the middle of winter, you will not get enough vitamin D processing, no, even if you were naked at midday. Taint up or not.
I don't know about that.
Why?
You just won't.
My God.
Because you don't have the photonic density. In the summertime, the back of your hands are enough for 5 minutes to give you all the vitamin D you need for the day. During the summer, you just don't get it.
In winter?
Winter. That's right.
All right.
High noon and deep winter.
Well.
In deep winter, you don't get it.
Completely naked.
Huh. Completely naked.
I guess
I could be wrong, but this is.
I think
I guess my
UV
sunrise taint exposure practice this time of year is all for naught. Thank you, Joe, for the science.
So that's why you have to do it double in summer. Keep it up there twice as long until it's crispy.
What is this show about?
Crispy Taint.
Crispy.
Which is going to be our new band name. Yeah! Crispy Taint.
All right, I'll play the bass.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to just be the producer in the background. Yeah.
First song is Stargazing for the Front Eyes, Taint Gazing for the Brown Eye.
It's just nonstop. Oh, my God.
Just latch onto a thing and just keep running with it.
This is what happens when, like, two people don't show up and we don't have a guest.
No. I have a legitimate science question pertaining to the taint.
All of a sudden, it's Beavis and Butt.
That you might be able to help me with. It's biological.
Yeah, but do I want to answer?
Okay, there are. Okay, I still watch TV early in the morning because I love commercials. I love commercials.
Nowadays?
Yes, I do.
Sucks,
yes.
But okay.
And the best are like the commercials for all the disease cures out there. And there's this one treatment. I can't remember what it is because my brain dies as soon as they start listing like all the possible side effects. And one of them is an infection of the perineum.
Yeah.
How can a drug cause that? Are you just going to be extra sweaty?
Well,
soupy what?
It's very close to your intestines.
Okay.
And so what, if there's a thinning of the intestinal wall and you have compaction, then it gets into your perineum. That's why...
Oh, so it happens from the inside out.
Yeah, that's why hernias go necrotic.
Huh.
You get sepsis.
All right.
And bacterial infection.
Thank you. You did answer that. That was fun.
Okay, it wasn't stupid either, so I'm glad...
We
even used the word perineum, which is, you know, not as vulgar.
I ain't gonna do that again. So enjoy it.
Why? Why, God?
Ba-dum-bum.
Look, I want you to know that I can, just so that when I don't, you can understand it.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Good. So, well, that's some rotted taint talk over with, I think. Moving on?
Are we moving on?
No, we're
can
not.
Can we move on from this?
No. I think we should.
It's impossible.
I think we should. We got some laughs and we got some science out of it.
Okay, moving on. Robots replicating themselves?
Yeah,
what's
that?
In this... Guys.
Quentin Tarantino getting sued for trying to sell an NFT?
Yeah, by Miramax. Because they're like, we own everything that has to do with all of your movies. And he's like, no, you're not.
And but it doesn't. That has nothing to do with the movie.
We don't.
What was his NFT that he was trying to sell? The NFT of the movie?
Like... various types. Like, some were custom scripts. Some were movie sales. There was all, like, different things, different bits of data.
like a picture of a movie.
I'd be pretty mad if I was Miramax because, like, you bought the entire intellectual property, and so then this guy's like, "Well, no, I'm selling an NFT," and you're like, "Well, I bought the intellectual property of it."
Well, you did that before there was an NFT.
So they're angry they have a piece of paper that says they own the thing, and he has a not piece of paper that says
token.
Right, a token that says you will own the thing if you own this. It has nothing to do with the thing itself.
Who wins?
Who wins?
Yeah, who's going to win? Well, not the person buying any of that stuff.
Oh, I heard 1,000 screenshots just go off. Oops.
I have that thing you own.
Yeah, right? But my little ledger here says I own it. And you paid how much money for it, you idiot?
Wow.
I don't know, no.
See,
no,
Albert's not saying anything because he owns, like, so many non-fungible tokens.
No, right. He's like, good for him. And good for him.
Albert's, like, producing them, like, quietly.
NFTs are art in the strictest sense because its value is exactly what people are willing to place on it. And that value can change quickly and for many different reasons.
The argument could be the same. I don't actually own any NFTs, but...
I'm damn sure you know that.
I do think that a lot of arguments, just in general, that people use are kind of an assault on logic, though. So it's a tricky thing to talk about. Not NFTs per se, but in any case.
In general?
No, I like the idea of uniqueness, though, being possible, right? I do... Mm. Like that about an NFT, right? Because if anybody could make a copy of the Mona Lisa or take a picture of it, but that doesn't count. Like I have the Mona Lisa,
but that only counts.
But that doesn't count.
To you.
Sure, I mean, but to a collector or whatever, like that. I agree. Like I'm not an art collector, so I kind of feel like any piece of art being worth $1 million or something seems silly to me. But that's beside the point. What I'm saying is, digital artists have a harder time creating a unique thing because of that argument that you're making, that like it's just pixels on a whatever, but that takes away the creative process from somebody trying to do, you know, something in digital form, right? If I have a material thing and I just made this one material thing, obviously that's a lot more, you know, it's easier for the mind to wrap around it as uniqueness.
Yeah,
like because I'm holding this material thing, whereas a digitally produced image is kind of like, oh well, I can just make another digital copy of that image, but the work that went into creating it still was
something,
you know, and
NFT.
It couldn't be unique without. So I don't know that NFT is like the answer for this. But
what if the NFT was created by somebody else that didn't even create the actual original work?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not saying people can't be doing silly things with an NFT, but the problem that it's trying to solve is an interesting problem, I think.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. That people are using it in stupid ways is not that the thing itself is inherently stupid. You get what I'm saying? There's a false contrapositive there in the logic.
Yeah, yeah.
People doing stupid things does not equal the thing is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, that's a projection onto the...
Oh, that definitely...
But it's an interesting problem. I don't know. I don't know if NFTs are the answer, nor have I studied it enough to really say or give any recommendations.
Hmm. You're still paying for a number.
But sure, if you like speculative things that might make you like 100 times your money,
Well, it's called the stock market.
Go gamble.
That ain't the stock market anymore.
No, the stock market is a lot less wild than that.
With tens of thousands of dollars who can actually make, you know, that scale of money on a set of stocks.
Right.
Because the margins are so thin. There's not a whole ton of up and down.
Right. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just looking at the NFT market.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you were thinking...
of, like, the Noah?
Yeah, of Noah? No, he's looking for lightning maps.
Well, now you're looking at lightning maps, like, don't fib.
Yeah, now we're seeing lightning going off in the distance, and I'm just like, since I'm the weather guy, I'm just looking real quick.
It's
like,
right north of
us. It's happening right there.
That's what I was about to say, like, somebody made an NFT of, like, the Noah map. I'm like, oh, God damn
it. Well, I'm going to...
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, what if we start doing NFTs of, like, official records of things? Like, I'm going to make an NFT of your driver's license. I'm going to make an NFT... of the climate data for this region. I'm going to make an NFT of all these.
Well, you
these
see, that's
things.
One. That's the part where he says people can do stupid things with them, but it doesn't make the thing itself stupid.
Oh, so you mean like guns, cars, and pretty much any other tool?
Yeah, tool.
Yeah,
it's a tool.
Go ahead,
it can be abused.
Oh, I was going to say, why is it not going off?
Because I've been fidgeting with it too much. I broke it.
You broke the spring. Do you want to bring my child's one?
My child's
yes,
one.
Okay. Steal it from the bicycle.
Oh, we got any other stories or anything interesting going on?
We still got like 15 minutes to go, guys.
Oh man, we didn't even get a bathroom break.
Well,
I'm getting so jittery.
There's got to be at least 82 things that Elon Musk has done in the last 48 hours that is worthy of.
In the last 48 hours.
Elon Musk is
always
fart in the night.
I don't understand, like, him. Like, you have SpaceX, which is probably his most valuable company. When you really break it down, what he's doing with it, like, Tesla has this insane evaluation. Like,
but that's only because of the investors that have pumped it so full of money.
Yeah, but it's like insane.
It's
like,
is
Toyota worth that much money? No. So like, they're always like, oh well, the next market that Tesla's going to get into. So you're in the insurance market. So why don't you just take the market cap of the insurance market of auto and say that that's what it is? Because like, if he's going to self-driving cars, right, and you have to have this, so just look at that market cap. So that's really like the maximum that he could be worth. Right? So you say, like, okay,
yeah,
Toyota
plus
plus the car insurance market. And that's basically what he's worth. Like, that's, like, the most that he could eat. Right?
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
Yes.
So then...
But then versus, like, SpaceX, where you're, like, you're building something that's close to a world wonder, right? Where you're basically creating an internet where you can receive it anywhere within the planet, right? And that's...
Not only that, but you're revolutionizing... How you get up to space and then get your stuff back down.
Whole communication.
He revolutionized recycling. Oh, we can reuse a rocket. That's it.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes, but...
Okay, no, that's no small thing. That's a serious money savings.
Yeah, I mean, you could be like, well, they did that with the space shuttle back in the 80s and like, you know, but...
China has figured out how to send encrypted quantum communications from the planet to satellites.
That's what they claim. You're believing a communist country.
That's
ultimately the end of the day. Where's that tennis player? Nobody knows.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. Where is that tennis player?
You're dealing with that group of people. Do you believe them to tell the truth? No.
Where is that tennis?
I believe the people watching them, and I know they are a problem we need to keep an eye on. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Again, they can't tell the truth. Like, they're scared of their own people, so much so that they would hide a tennis player forever.
Oh,
that's
no, no,
how scared
no, no, no,
they are of their own people.
This is also
like,
a culture that's actively
that's
rewriting
how scared
its own,
they are of
its
a story.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. When you look at it, like, you know, you look at the United States, and you're like, oh, it's messed up. And then you like look at this other one and you're like, well, that's way worse.
But you also understand that that's power, my friend. They have
power.
I would go with fear. I mean, it's
yeah. Fear is
naked
power.
Fear.
Yeah.
Naked.
Just naked fear.
Well, I mean, I'm not like, you know, bagging on the Chinese people, but the Chinese government is a weird organization. I would go with.
Weird. Okay, we can go with weird.
I mean, it is, because you're
we
afraid
could also
of a tennis
go with, like, abusive and, you know, terrible and deceitful. And...
Well, yeah, I was trying to be nice.
I'm not exactly a sheep fanboy, so. Oh, that's also why we have an Omicron version of COVID. We skipped over Xi.
Isn't that Omicron or Omicron?
It
would have been pronounced Kai.
Is it Omicron?
But it's going to be read Xi because it's XI, right?
They didn't have to make
XI. Wait, okay. What's the name of the leader of China? What's his name?
Xi Jinping, right?
Xi
Jinping.
Yeah, and the first name is their surname, so his name is Xi.
Do they do
so
that? Or
it would have been the Xi virus, and they would have brought it all back to Chinese and Chinese people. That's literally why we have Omicron, right?
Oh, really?
That's not a joke.
You don't have to spell Kai with an X.
But they're not
going. Where do you think Chimera comes from?
Chimera is a CH.
Right, that's that word.
The
and
Greek,
in math, when you write it, when you spell out chi as like
But
it is an X.
No. People got to the bottom of this list. They saw XI on this list, and they're like, okay, we're going to wind up like Taiwan. Not doing this.
We're going to skip that one.
We're just going to skip it. We're going to pretend like it's not there, but somehow in the back of our minds acknowledge that it is.
Hmm. And then they skip to Omicron. I am Lur. I'm the planet Omicron.
I know. It's just like a Simpsons.
And I think Omicron
it's a Simpsons
Data
callback.
From the Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
So this is... they're reaching into your childhood to mess with you.
Yeah. Sci-fi.
Oh, there was something in that heavy. Oh, we like our own jokes. Okay, oh well, rounding it out, there's lightning happening out there, so anybody listening actively... be careful. The lightning is happening across Greene County and Columbia County right now. So, you know, don't go standing in any fields holding up your golf clubs.
And make sure all your lightning arrestors are connected.
Yes. Lightning arrestors are great for your antenna equipment.
All your equipment, really.
Does that work? Have anybody ever taken a lightning strike and look what their antenna looks like afterwards? Is that...
That's what the lightning arrestors for, I assume.
I don't know. I watched the snap.
But does it work?
Just take a lightning
strike. Arrester doesn't do anything for the antenna.
It saves your equipment.
It immediately breaks the connection and reroutes it to ground.
Okay.
So it has to be grounded.
I don't know. They have those heats. They do it in the telco. It's called the heat, and they plug them in there. You take a direct hit, it's jumping in.
Hang on.
It's jumping in? It's going to hit your line and go beyond for a microsecond?
Like a heat, yeah. It's called the heat, and you plug it in. Huh. Basically, you have... Basically, you tie the copper pairs down to this thing, right? And then the heat creates the connection between the inside of the frame. Sorry. So you have the frame. You tie one side of the frame, right? Then you put the heat to create the connection to the outside. And so the heat is actually supposed to pop when you get a lightning hit. That does not always happen. And
your equipment goes smoky.
And yeah, pretty much. Yeah. More pretty much. Than the ones that we get for it. Interesting.
I don't know about that.
I mean, the piece of equipment comes in. It's a nice little chunky piece of metal that, like, you know, you got your...
How big is it?
Same size as an SO, like...
This big?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a heat. That's basically what we're using. Basically, same idea. Like, it will hop.
Probably like a high resistance.
You take
resistance.
A good enough hit, it'll hop.
Hmm. Yeah, great. While it's melting, it could arc.
And that's in the boxes on top of the pole?
No, those are actually in the CO.
So, oh.
Like in the CO, or they're in, they can be a crossbox as well.
I was going to say, like, why is a CO taking a hit?
Well, because it hits this pole.
And then it sends the voltage back.
I mean, like, you ground it to reduce it, but if you take it close enough, it's...
And you're still getting 20,000 volts on that
line.
Yeah,
I mean, it's huge.
Or more.
And the Earth can only dissipate it
so
much.
Fast, yeah.
And then you got flashover and induction issues.
So... Good enough if you're, like, within the region, but direct hit.
Direct hit. It's going to turn into goo.
Yeah, pretty
melted
much.
Melted goo.
Yeah, and he's talking about, like, the equipment that's trying to be protected. Mm. Like, in our case, SDRs. We listen to radio.
SDR or your transceiver.
Your computer.
Your
radio transceivers.
Your ham radio, your CB, your television.
Your TV.
I'm pretty sure lightning will fry your TV.
I don't think they put lightning arresters on those.
You know, that's a good statistic to look at because there's a lot of houses that had TV antennas on top.
Yeah, couldn't lightning, like the old kind of tubes, couldn't it just come straight through there and zap the room? Or am I confused? Or is that just a wives' tale?
It could break the TV.
Oh.
I don't know about zap everybody.
Or zap someone.
You mean like the old style where it's just like... Your house is completely ungrounded. All you have is two conductor, and the cable just comes in.
A cable comes in from the roof.
Yeah, the lighting just goes basically into your face.
The electron gun accelerates the lightning
toward your body.
Yeah, you're Janosch from Ghostbusters 2, just taking it all in the face. And then you can see, and you can light up dark alleys. Oh, wait, that's not true.
Well, I'm sorry for coming in here with nothing, but I just came back from doing some pretty hard backbreaking stuff, so.
It's the fall. Everybody's getting ready for winter. We got, you know, we're not necessarily all city folk over here. So that's perfectly fine. I didn't come prepared with anything. I'm just here trying to wind out the next 6 minutes of the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, we still got our bridge noises going. We're good.
There you go.
Getting I've heard that the bridge noises detract from us.
Do they?
No.
Do they? That's great. Because I'm going to just turn them up a little bit.
Yeah, I only heard that when we had the little room mic where it was just a little circle
that was
in the center.
Everybody talking all into one mic, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I did have the bridge noise a little bit loud in the first few minutes when I was monitoring our air feed, so. But then I brought it down.
Is there a separate mic in the window?
No.
Or just you're filtering out the
sound
from our mic?
You getting live feedback on the radio feed?
Yeah, everything from Marvin here, that's the computer for our listeners, gets mixed minus, so he can take down Marvin entirely if he wants.
Yeah.
And the listeners will still have us.
So what's everyone's plans for winter other than hibernating?
Chopping wood, avoiding propane prices.
What is propane at now? Is it just spiking like gasoline? 40%.
40% over what it was?
40%.
Yeah. Holy Christ.
Depending on where you go. They're expecting a 5% rise for electric.
Ooh. What's natural gas?
Probably about the same as propane.
Energy costs could tank this economy.
I can't comment because I haven't seen numbers. I just heard anecdotal, like, people are angry.
Basically,
I'll tell you next month what it is and be like, no.
Your bill comes next month?
Yeah, I don't know. The house stays at 60. It's like, nope.
Oh. Good choice. Good choice. You might want to invest in a wood stove.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he's got to get wood.
And chop wood.
And wood has gone up, too, because wood is like... All right, if it's not like 240, that's going up 20%.
I was going to say, like, the treble would be getting seasoned at this point, you know.
Yeah, seasoned wood.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you're just burning green stuff, so then you just have a chimney fire, and you're like...
I redesigned my chimney to... basically burn all sorts of wet pine in it, and it works. The downside is you have to clean it. It will stop. It will clog.
Yeah, you need to clean it.
You have to clean it every week. But cleaning the entire chimney from the inside of the wood stove to the tip top of the smokestack takes less than 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's spring-loaded. It comes apart. Like, I just touch it. It comes apart. I don't need a ladder. No. I take my little cleaner, and I run it all the way up through the entire vertical pipe in one smooth stroke.
Do you have a stainless steel tube right up?
Yeah.
Stainless or galvanized?
Galvanized. I'm actually using...
easier to get.
I'm using a 3-inch, because you should use a 3-inch pipe on a wood stove, but I'm using a 3-inch double-walled pipe so that it stays nice and hot and allows for that stack to really provide some suction to the system.
Have you checked coal prices? They used to sell it at Caro, right?
Did you say coal?
Coal. They sold.
I think they still do, right?
They still coal in Caro.
You can walk in Acre Building, I think, and buy just sacks of coal if you want. I don't do that. But my wood stove's cool. I could pour kerosene right into the front of it and light it. I'll burn fine. So it's a sort of kerosene heater.
Why?
And then when it's really,
it'll
really
burn
hot,
fine.
Nobody notices if you throw like a plastic jug or something in there.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It'll burn anything.
Man. It'll burn. And the cool thing is the smokestack takes like 290-degree turns. So almost nothing ever comes out the end of it. It always just like smokes
up quietly. No.
it will build up inside the stack itself.
You know what we should do is we should learn how to make biodiesel
out of
anything. Fat.
Corn, fat.
Okay. Fat. You take your fats and you burn them.
Biodiesel?
Yeah, you're just going to pour that diesel into your
gas
tank.
You can you can chemically treat your French fry oil to make it run very nicely through your diesel engine.
Yes.
Or you could just push it through a really good filter and say, screw it, and it will work fine.
Yeah, well, my friend Eric did in Brooklyn when he was feeding his TD, his 300 TD, is he would put it through an old pair of jeans.
Yeah, you got to filter it. But
that was his filter.
It ran fine, though. Once it was filtered, it
ran perfect.